It isn't me who's changing, Bruno. You were a loser when we first met, constantly making mistakes, and yet your talent for failing and clinging to hope made it easy for me to adore such a dope. I loved you for being a dope, Bruno. God, you were really a dope. But when you discovered the new age shelf at the neighborhood bookstore, you worked on yourself, and I have to admit, you're a different man. From the way you walk to the way you plan each event in your life to achieve some goal like our wedding.
Our wedding?
You're turning the whole thing into a business scam. And it's pissing me off! My land.
Is there something we can do to get us past this blockage,
yes.
Honey?
Yes, let's get this over with. Let's finish it fast. I know I promised I would have patience, Bruno, but you know that won't last. Let's get this over with. I'm not having fun. Our marriage seems to be getting stale, and it hasn't even begun. I can't get over it. You're making me crack. Let's drop this suicidal approach and try to find a saner plan of attack.
Can you try to be a little more specific about the alternatives, my love?
A quiet little blood test, a ceremony downtown. Why should you have to rent a suit? Why should I buy a gown?
Sheila.
Maybe an elopement. Listen before you say no. Just because there's a party plan doesn't mean you and I have to go. Or we could skip the wedding and go on living in sin. Unless you believe that we have to atone for the sin we've already been living in. Let's get this over with. Get this over with and get